Hi, hi. Welcome back to Heart to Heart with Coach Bashirat. I'm so excited to have you join me again. So how are you? And how is your week? You know, how is life with you generally? What's going on with you? Is everything okay? Do you need help with anything? Whatever it is that you're going through right now, if you need help, you know to always reach out. Right, you can check me out on Instagram at the Bashirat, you know, check me out on Facebook at Talk to Bashirat, or just look for Coach Bashirat. You know, I'm also on Twitter, and of course I'm on WhatsApp. So today let's have a deep conversation about healing. So you see, healing is a journey and it's not a destination. And for some of us, we have been through very, very traumatizing experiences in the past. I've personally had my own fair share of trauma, you know, in 2015, in 2016, in 1999, in 2011. I have had my own fair share of traumatic experiences. And when we find ourselves in these life stress experiences or situations, you know, we become very hurt. Some of us become numb, you know. It's easy for you to want to drop the ball. You know, there is just this pain and confusion that covers, you know, it's like a fog, and we can see so well. We're unhappy. We don't know what next to do with our lives. We're not even sure how the next moment in our life is going to turn out. Now, the first and most important step to commencing your healing journey is to come to a place of acknowledgement. I remember in 2016, right there, I was in my room and I was thinking about how such a mess my life had become. I was ready to give up on my master's degree that I worked so hard for. I had distinctions in my coursework and I was only trying to finish up my thesis, but it was becoming impossible because I was mentally stressed. I was traumatized as a result of the loss of my husband and my father in a space of 3 months. You know, I was depressed, you know, and I didn't know what else to do. But this day, you know, it was a rainy day, and then I knew that it was time to do something about the way that I felt, the things that I was going through, the pain I was going through, the grief, the trauma. And I started, you know, to tell myself, you know, you need to get help. You're going insane. Something is wrong somewhere. This is not you, you know, and all of that. And that was me having that self-talk conversation, what we call know yourself in emotional intelligence, allowing yourself to be aware of what is going on with you and acknowledging that that thing is going on with you. I you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, but of course I could tell that I was, you know, not in a good frame of mental and emotional mind. You know, I wasn't mentally and emotionally well. I wasn't mentally and emotionally fit. And it even affected, you know, my physical activities, every other thing. My business, my study, my, you know, even family, because I was not able to even take care of my, you know, two, you know, cute boys. And then in that place of acknowledgement, I said, I knew I needed help. And I, in my head, was thinking of all the possible ways that I could find help. And it would shock you to know that help came in the form of a random WhatsApp broadcast, you know. And this link led me to a psychiatrist who is based in Lagos. You know, perhaps you've heard her name. She's Dr. Maimuna Kadiri. And that was it. I took all the assessments and then I tried to reach her. It took time to reach her. And finally, when I got to reach her, everything changed. I started to receive treatment. I went into counseling and therapy. I started to take, you know, those self-development courses. you know, a lot of things changed for me. And that was the power of acknowledging that I needed help. I came to a place of acknowledgement that my life was in a bad shape. I knew that I needed help, and I went on to allow myself to receive help. But I'm going to talk more about this, and I just really thought that, you know, it's just important that we lay the foundation. So number one is, whatever you're going through right now, come to a place of awareness, of knowing what exactly is going on with you, and come to a place of acknowledgement and acknowledge that I am not well. I am mentally down or inactive. I feel emotionally broken. I am physically weak. I feel spiritually disconnected. Whatever you are going through right now, you know it better than I do. You just need to come to a place of acknowledgement and just see how, you know, things are going to start to change. I hope that you love this episode. Please share with the people that you love about and leave me a comment about what you think. Should you need any further help at all, then please do not hesitate to reach out on 0811284886. That's available on WhatsApp, and you can text us any time of the day. Until I come your way next week, bye for now.